God of the past and of the future, we bring to you in prayer those people and places on our hearts today. We remember the parts of the world where people are being killed, oppressed, and displaced. We pray especially for the people of Tigray in Ethiopia, for the people of Darfur in the Sudan, for the Uyghur people in China. May those in power leave behind violence and follow your call to peace. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you called fishermen as they worked. So we pray for fishermen today as they struggle to make a living. We pray for all those who work to bring food to our table as they struggle with the complexities of legislation and the challenges of extreme weather. And may those who exploit or abuse leave behind cruelty and follow your call to compassion. Amen.
We pray for all young people caught up in and trapped by gang violence, for those who have been stabbed or shot, and for their families, for those who live in fear of being attacked, for those who have been imprisoned, who have committed murder, and for their families, for all those who carry weapons. Help them to leave behind despair and to follow your call to hope. Amen.
We pray for the people of America as Joe Biden begins his term as president, and for Kamala Harris and all those entrusted with the responsibility of reshaping and reuniting the states that make up that vast nation, so divided by race and politics and so ravaged by COVID. Help them to leave behind ambition and to follow your call to serve. Amen.
We pray for one another, for our church families, our communities, and our loved ones, for those who feel overwhelmed by the challenges of each day, for those adapting to new ways of living, for those who are ill, for those close to death, for those who are grieving. Help us all to leave behind all that separates us from you and from one another, and to follow your call to trust and to love. In Jesus' name, amen.